7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Start the show, Peppa. Okay, it is 19:30 UTC. And that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of The Dubious Ghost Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe, and I'm the chairman of the Dubious Ghost Committee. And, I'm kind of messed up or something today. I don't know what's going on. Exactly. At least not yet. Right, so I woke up, and I stood up, and I went up to the kitchen to make pepperoni and waffles for breakfast. And tea, of course. I got my tea. And by the time I was standing around in the kitchen making my food, I realized, hey, that's weird, my leg kind of hurts a little bit. And I stood there saying, huh, I wonder why my leg hurts. And so, yeah, after moving around and doing stuff for a while, my leg did not start to feel better. And then I realized, hey, maybe it's not my leg. Maybe it's my knee, which is just a part of my leg. And so I thought, okay, we need to do something about this. And, before I knew what was going on, it was time to start the show. And I was trying to get in the bathtub. So here we are, sitting in the bathtub, soaking my leg, doing a little hydrotherapy with the heat and the water. And is it doing anything for me? Maybe. I'm not sure yet. I'm just not sure. But of course, hi. Yes, hello. Hi. Yeah, that's my teacup. You don't have to stick your face in it. Once the water got turned on and somebody realized, oh my goodness, the bathtub's being filled up. I better go rescue my favorite human being. Of course, the cat had to come running in here to make sure that everything is fine and wondering why we're doing such an insane thing as to sit into a big tub of water. My cat is standing here. Well, yeah, she's on the floor, but she's got her front paws up on the edge of the bathtub, and she's looking in here going, oh my God, it's crazy. He's sitting in a thing full of water. Yeah, my cat hasn't had to be bathed in a long time. She's very grateful for that because some cats, including this one, hate getting in the bathtub, right, baby? Yes, you're fluffy, dang it. Actually, I think this is helping my leg. Maybe this is working out. Oh. Of course, there was a time there for a while when I was thinking, oh, we gotta go outside. That's what we gotta do. We gotta go outside and run around and get some exercise and get this all worked out. But yeah, no, I'm having this feeling that, you know, running around outside doing weird stuff is probably not gonna help. It's probably gonna make things worse. Let's get concentrated on this hot water here for a second. Yeah. This is when I wish I had a big jacuzzi or some other brand name therapeutic hot tub. Oh, that would be nice. At a time like this. Okay, I think we're at about the point where we need to kill it. Oh, yeah. So I've been wondering, what is it that I did? What did I do? How did I manage to injure myself? Well, I don't know. Okay, hi. Please don't stick your face in the tea. Oh, God damn it. It doesn't matter. Okay, so now my cat has jumped up onto the edge of the bathtub. And she says, oh, this is the teacup. Oh, it's so interesting. Please don't stick your face in it. This is how you get cat hair. In the teacup, because the kitties has to stick their faces in it. Look at you. Look at you. You're such a brave kitty. So I'm trying to figure out, how did I manage to injure myself? What the heck happened? And I'm thinking, what did we do yesterday? Were we down in the creek yesterday? Yeah, we were down in the creek and I was wearing my good shoes. Well, that was a stupid thing to do. And no, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that my good shoes caused this injury. No, it, you know, I'm almost sure that this happened when I was doing my little trick. You know, there's that one part where we have to basically, when we're walking along the creek and we're walking downstream, once we get down towards the end, about, you know, 30 meters from the end of the creek, we got to do that little trick where you sort of have to fall off the bank, then you catch yourself on this tree, and then you lower yourself down from the tree into the creek. And I'm wondering if that drop, if I jarred my knee or something, and you know, that would have been the spot, or the spot where we have to sort of jump down onto the rocks. See, now this is weird. When, now that I'm in the water, in the hot water, if I'm just sort of sitting here with my leg relaxed, not extended and not like flexed up, it's kind of okay. But if I straighten my leg out, yeah, that wants to do weird stuff. Maybe I do need some exercise. Maybe I do need to actually do something physical. Okay, well, I guess that is a possibility. Maybe we need to go do some walking or something. Yeah. I don't know. What are we gonna do, Peppa? I think I am feeling a little bit better, though. Maybe we should get moving. All right, here's the plan. I'm gonna get out of the bathtub here and then we're gonna do some stuff. What are we gonna do, Peppa? I don't know. All right, but here, let's at least play some music so I can get out of the bathtub and get ready.
My baby does the hanky panky. My baby does the hanky panky. Yeah, my baby does the hanky panky. I saw her walking on down the line. Yeah, you know I saw her for the very first time. A pretty little girl standing all alone. Baby, can I take you home? I never saw her, never saw her. My baby does a hanky panky.
もうそのバグった 3D ゲームみたいな走り方かわいい。
もう誰にでも言ってるでしょそれ。もうやだプレイボーイプレイボーイブブブブブ
ブブブブブブブ。Okay, here we are. Close the garage door behind me. There we go. All right, so here we are, testing my leg out. I have walked outside. So far, so good. It's a lovely day. I'm wearing my long pants, my new long pants. And I don't really need to. It's not that cold out. It's overcast. There's a slight breeze. Ugh, and I think I'm going to start walking uphill. So let's see what's going on out here. Now I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, you're wearing pants? The new pants? Because you can't be wearing the old pants. The old pants are no longer wearable. And I would say to you, that is correct. I'm wearing the new pants because I found the new pants. Where were the new pants? The new pants were upstairs in a bag in my bedroom, right where I left it when the pants were purchased back in April, along with some shirts. So I've got the new pants on and a long sleeve shirt, totally unnecessary as long as the sun doesn't come out. Okay, I'm confused. I'm walking by a lawn that has some Halloween decorations out, one of which is a concrete statuary of a gnome riding a large tortoise. Doesn't seem very... maybe it's a Thanksgiving thing. I'm also wearing my good shoes. And that's okay, because we're just walking around. I'm walking up towards the church. So far, my leg, yeah, still pretty good. Not bothering me at all. So maybe we just needed to do a little bathtub and then some walking around therapy. Okay, now, this is hilarious. I'm walking by the house that has the hay bales out in their lawn as a lovely seasonal decoration. 1, 2, 3, 4, they got 6. The funny thing is that these hay bales, well, they're not hay bales. They're actually straw bales. I do know the difference between straw and hay, because I live in Nebraska. Anyway, these straw bales have been out here over a year now. These came out originally for last year's Halloween. They're not looking so good. Okay. Well, so far so good. What's that smell? There's a very strange odor about. Whoa, now it hit me. Wow. It smells like a cattle car. Wow. Okay, I've made it up to the little free pantry and the little free library. The little free library, the glass is broken out. Those books are gonna get wet. I'm turning around. Oh, okay, yeah. My knee seems to be good. My leg seems to be... It seems to be returning to normal. Perhaps we can actually start the show now. Okay, we got a lot of leaf blowers out today, including my neighbor, Shannon, who's been blowing his leaves around all morning. It'd be faster to use a rake, but I don't want to tell him that because he loves his leaf blower. I'm looking up the street, we got another person working on the leaves in their lawn. And that's next to the Slava Ukraini house. I've got some Ukrainians living in my neighborhood, apparently. They are flying a Ukrainian flag. They just live up the street there. And every time I drive by, I shout, Slava Ukraini! Okay, walking downhill, this seems to be a little bit easier. Yeah, I can feel it. There's something weird with my knee, but it's not a big deal. It's going to go away, I can tell. Yeah, okay, cool. So does this mean I'm going to the store today? Now I can't remember if the store's open today. I need to go to the other store. Parts of me are telling me that that store is not open. Parts of me are telling me that, no, you're thinking of the other store, which isn't even open on Sundays at all. Is that what I'm thinking about? Yeah, maybe it's open until 6. I don't know. Yeah, maybe I'm going to the store today. I don't know. I'm not feeling super motivated, but that could change. That could change, and I could go buy some tea and my sour guava candy. Maybe some of those tangerine candies, too, if they have them. They never do. They're always sold out. Made by the same company that makes my guava candy. So, yeah. Lots of big plans for your little Tobster today. Yeah, but the good news is, man, my leg doesn't seem to be an issue. It's not a thing. That's just great. Maybe I should start thinking about what I want to eat for lunch. Ugh, I don't even want to think about that. I don't have anything super yummy, delicious, good. Just got a lot of rice. Which, don't get me wrong, is super great and I love it, but I don't feel like eating rice today. been eating rice the last couple days. Ugh, look at my lawn. My front lawn just looks absolutely horrendous. Okay, here we go. Back into the garage. Creak and close the door behind me. And we'll put the garage, put the garage door opener back in the car. Should I take some of these golf balls out of my car? Nah. It's not gonna hurt anything sitting there in the door well. All right, who wants to bet the cat is sitting right here? There she is. Hi, baby dingins, I'm back. Back from my leg walking therapy.
あ、新規癖勝ちが来たな、このイエロー。あ、先輩、あの1年の。
Yeah. If you're hearing this music, you know what time it is. It's time for the candy report. What kind of candy did I eat last night? Well, I just happen to know because I still have the candy wrappers right here. And I've got four candy wrappers. What four pieces of candy did I eat last night? Well, I started off with a mango-flavored Hi-Chew. And while that was going, I then shoved a mango poo-chow in my mouth. So I had the double Hi-Chew poo-chow mango experience. And then after I had that delicious experience, I then had a strawberry Hi-Chew. And before that was three quarters of the way gone, I then added a strawberry poo-chow. So I had double strawberry Hi-Chew poo-chow flavor candy love, candy love, candy love. And that's it for the candy report. Although I did have some other pieces of candy yesterday during the day, you know, like Hi-Chews and stuff.
Beef stroganoff, beef bourguignon, Irish beef stew, beef brisket, Chateaubriand, sauerbraten, roast beef, Catalonian beef ragu, Mongolian beef, chicken fried steak, steak Diane, grilled steaks balsamico, hamburgers, sizzling beef, spicy braised beef, barbecued beef ribs, beef Wellington, pepper beef, beef jerky, beef with broccoli, beef burritos, beef fajitas, beef tacos.
Andate?
Nyanpas!
Donomichi wake wakaran. Nan nano sore?
Law one, I fall for law and a law one. I need it.
Gotta have some Clash every once in a while. That was the Clash with I Fought the Law, and I think you knew that already. Don't know why I have to tell you. As for me, well, I fought my leg and I won. Pretty happy about that. My leg is feeling kind of okay. I can still feel that it's weird. I probably strained a tendon or something in there. It doesn't seem like it's gonna give me too much of a problem. So that's a good thing. Speaking of good things, this Gaoshan is yummy. I like drinking tea. Oh, and the cat has re-entered the room. Oh, she just jumped over me. I think she's gonna go into the other room and have a yummy kitty snack. Maybe have a delicious drink of kitty water. Alright, so, what did we learn today? Well, we learned that my leg is not really as messed up as I thought it was. Or maybe it is, and it's just gonna get worse. Who knows? I don't know what's happening. What am I gonna do today? Am I gonna go to the store, the weird store? I kinda wanna go, but I also kind of don't. I'm a little bit tired. I'm afraid to eat. If I eat a big lunch now, it's just gonna make me tired, and I'm gonna take a nap, and I'll be asleep for 3 freaking hours or whatever, and then that'll make me stay up until dawn, and then I'll... Yeah, my sleep has been kind of messed up the last few days, and I keep getting it back on track, and then something else weird happens, and then something weird else happens, and then I gotta do a thing, and then I gotta stay up, and then everything gets really weird, but that's how we like it here on the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day right here on Anon Radio at 1930 UTC. So tune in tomorrow and each and every day after that, and maybe we'll do a real show instead of this crap.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.